Welcome to the 5 P's of Lead Generation for Professional Services Firms, a free audio course brought to you by Forecast, the marketing podcast for professional services leaders. For the full experience, join us inside the members area at no charge at 5leadgen.com. Hello there, and thank you so much for joining me on the very first episode of Forecast. This is a really special moment for me because this podcast has been, well, let's just say a long time coming. It was about a year ago in October of 2015. I was at Content Marketing World, which is a great conference put on by the Content Marketing Institute every year. And I was chatting with Joe Pulizzi, who's the founder of the conference and of the Institute. I was chatting with Brian Clark, who's the founder of Copyblogger and Rainmaker Digital and Rainmaker FM, and heard a lot of really great ideas from people like John Lee Dumas of Entrepreneur on Fire. And at this stage, I was already pretty convinced that I needed to start a podcast, but I received a healthy dose of motivation at that conference and really committed to myself and to many of the people that were there that I was going to launch a podcast. Now let's fast forward about a year or so, and in October of 2016, I'm going to be at Digital Commerce Summit, which is the annual conference put on by Rainmaker Digital. And I told myself, look, I cannot have another conversation with Brian Clark about the podcast. I need to go to that conference with a podcast in hand. So that's why we're launching right now. But that's good news for you. That's good news for me, because luckily I've had a year to prepare, so I think I'm ready. So this episode is going to serve as both an introduction to the show, Forecast, and the free audio course that we're launching the show with, which is called The 5 P's of Lead Generation for Professional Services Firms. Now, I'll get to the course in a minute, but first let me talk about the show. The idea behind Forecast is really simple. It's to provide you, the professional services leader, with the ideas, insights, and strategies that you need to grow your firm. Now, I've been working in professional services for my entire career, first as a CPA, then as a marketing director, and now as a chief marketing officer and consultant for firms of all stripes. And the complaint that I've received over and over again from clients, peers, and colleagues is that there's a lot of information out there about marketing, but there's not a whole lot that speaks to my needs as a professional services provider. Now, if you're listening to this, chances are that you're not a professional marketer and you're not a professional salesperson, and you don't want to be. You just want to learn how to market and sell your services so you can grow your firm. Now, that was exactly the situation that I found myself in back when I left my job as a CPA at one of those big, massive professional services firms that you may have heard of called Ernst & Young. And I joined a boutique consulting firm as director of strategy and operations, which was really just a fancy way of saying that I was responsible for the business side of things, including marketing. Now, this was a really exciting and pivotal new role for me because it marked my transition out of accounting and finance and into marketing. Just one problem. I didn't know the first thing about marketing. So I did what any responsible professional would do in such a situation. I started Googling. I tried to get my hands on everything I could learn about marketing and sales and business development. And while I did find a lot of great resources and people along the way, I didn't find a whole lot that spoke to my needs as a professional services provider with no background in marketing. So in a nutshell, that's what I'm here to do now. For the past few years, I've been running a consulting firm called Boutique Growth, which does exactly what it sounds like. We help boutique professional services firms grow faster. And in that capacity, I've helped hundreds of other firms build their marketing programs, generate more leads, and take their businesses to the next level. And on this show, my goal is to share with you the ideas, tactics, and strategies that I've learned along the way and continue to learn day in and day out so you can put them to work in your practice. Now back to that course that we talked about. We're going to kick off the podcast with a special course called The 5 P's of Lead Generation for Professional Services Firms. Why lead generation? Because leads are the lifeblood of a professional services business. It doesn't matter how good you are at what you do, or how fancy your branding is, or how talented your people are. If you don't have enough leads, you're not going to grow. Now, this is something that most firms really struggle with. But the good news is that the leads are out there. You know they're out there because you already run a profitable firm with satisfied clients who pay you money. You just need to find more of those people, but you need to do it in a way that scales. And that's exactly what I'm going to show you how to do in this course. I'm going to give you a proven 5-part framework to generate a flood of new business for your firm, and I call it the 5 P's of lead generation. Here's how it looks. The first P is for profile. To generate more leads, you need a crystal clear profile of the kind of people that you want to do business with. If you don't know who you're targeting, not only will it be difficult to find them, but you'll also have a hard time crafting messages that get their attention. The second P is for problem. Once you know who you're targeting, how do you then get their attention? How do you make your message stand out in their overflowing inbox? How can you get them to take the time out of their busy day to pay attention to you? The trick is to pick the right problem to solve. The third P is for promise. Once you've picked the right profile and the right problem, you almost have their attention. You just need to follow through with a big, bold promise. The fourth P is for proof. Look, in the end, talk is cheap and attention is fleeting. So if you're going to make a big promise, you need to back it up with proof. Because if you don't, you'll lose all that attention that you work so hard to earn. And finally, the fifth P is for push. The goal here is not to generate more leads just for the sake of having leads. The goal is to generate more leads that become paying clients. So if you want to convert more leads into clients, you need to push for the sale. But you need to do it in a way that doesn't turn people off. So those are the 5 P's of lead generation, and we've got an entire lesson coming up on each of the 5 P's where you'll learn how to take this proven framework and put it to work for your firm. So if you like what you hear, do us both a favor and subscribe to the show in iTunes so you'll see all the latest episodes as soon as they're released. We've also created a special members area for the course, where you'll find things like worksheets, bonus lessons, and a few other perks that you won't get on the podcast. So for the full experience, you want to head over to 5leadgen.com to register for the course at no cost. That's 5leadgen.com, and you can spell out 5 or use the number. Either one works. That's all for now. Thank you again for listening and for joining us, and stay tuned for lesson 1.